Hey folks, it's Andy here from Highland Farm up in the north end of Wellington County. I have a custom grazing operation and a freezer beef business on about 60 acres of rotationally grazed pasture. Fairly hilly ground, sandy to gravelly soils for the most part. Over the years, I noticed that the tops of the hills seem to outperform the slopes, and the lower portions of the pastures, which runs contrary to conventional thinking. I also noticed that over the years that the cattle tend to spend most nights on the tops of the hills, and wondered if their behavior was influencing the fertility of the soil. In particular, I wondered if they were increasing the organic matter at the higher points. So to test my theory, we took some soil samples from about 18 locations, 9 in the oldest and 9 in the newest pastures on the farm, to see if they would compare, see how they would compare, and to establish a baseline for change of the newest pasture. As it turns out, the soil analysis did not confirm my theory that an increase in organic matter was the driving force behind the observed increase in growth. That's okay too, because we can start looking in other directions. If we were to pursue the investigation for another year, we might try looking at forage sampling instead of soil sampling to see if there are differences within the plants themselves. Or who knows, maybe the behavior of the cattle is influencing the species that are doing best across the gradients. Anyway, I'd like to thank Sarah and the FAO for their support, and it's been a great experience. I encourage everybody to give it a try. Thanks.